Thanks, Hal. Hal Johnson. Hal Johnson fans in the house. Oh boy, it's kind of feels like it's settling into a nice night. You know, the songwriters event is a special event. It takes a special kind of crowd, and I think you guys got to give yourselves a hand because you're turning into one. And somebody asked me, how did you get all these great people? And I said, you know, we're friends. We're, you know, there's just kind of a community here in Reading. And I just got to know Nolan just the last couple of years. Played with him a couple times over in Clinton's. And he grew up here in Reading. He worked for 40 years as a civil engineer and is now retired. And he plays guitar and sings in Identity Crisis. If you've heard Identity Crisis, raise your hand. Identity Crisis played here about a week or two ago, right? See him around town. Enjoys playing Americana, folk, and old country music. And I've heard some of the songs that he's written. He and I have a kind of the same affection for writing about places. So I'm hoping he does something like that tonight. Also, if you heard of a guy named Chuck Brodsky that did a concert this last week, Pilgrim Congregational Church over there, that was the work of Nolan Randall. He put that together.
And I want to thank everybody that came. That was awesome.
And I got to get jealous and watch him travel with Chuck Brodsky all over Ireland on Facebook. That's the sad thing about Facebook is you get to see all the great things other people are doing. Anyway, how you doing? You about ready?
I hope so.
We're actually doing great time-wise. Okay. So, I'm going to hand it over to Nolan Randall, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you all. Thank you. Hopefully you can hear the guitar. I turned it down because it was squealing earlier. So. So it feels it's an honor to be playing up in the same sandbox as all these other people. So this is fun. Okay, this is it. So my wife and I are members of the Mini Cooper Car Club here in town, and every once in a while we take different trips. And a few years ago we spent like a week and drove to Utah to go see some things, and we drove through the middle of Nevada. On Highway 50, so that's like the loneliest highway in the country. And in the middle of the nowhere out there is Austin, Nevada, and we spent a night there. And this is pretty much out of that. It's called International Cafe. Oh, and it's population of like 160 people or something like that, and they have a place called the International Cafe. So I thought that was interesting. Oh yeah, we got pictures. We don't always get pictures of our trips, but yeah, we got pictures of that. Let's try that again. The sign outside our motel said the rooms were nice and cozy, but they didn't read what the fine print said. We checked into our room, it was nice and clean, but you could flush the toilet while sitting on the bed. We pulled into the town of Austin about 4 o'clock. Something somehow didn't look just right. We thought we'd have some dinner, so we walked across the street, the only restaurant open that late at night. We got Willie on the jukebox, got antlers on the wall. It's a perfect end to the perfect day. We get people coming here from all around the world,
to the International Cafe. But the waitress there was deep in thought, staring at her phone. But pulling teeth, we finally heard her speak. Staring intently at her phone, still tapping with her thumbs. She said Pop Rose was the special of the week. And it didn't look like a friendly place, like everybody said. There was one other place open that late at night. So we walked on down to the end of town, to the Chevron gas and mini bar. Step on in and grab yourself a bite. We got Willie on the jukebox, we got antlers on the wall. It's a perfect end to the perfect day. We get people coming here from all around the world. Welcome to the International Cafe. Snapple were their special of the day. We grabbed the Snickers, some M&M's too. Back to the motel room and the heat of the microwave, where we downed our dinner while sitting on the loo. Next morning we rolled out of town, so we bid a fond farewell to the lovely International Cafe. The next time we travel down the loneliest highway in the world, it'll be a little earlier in the day. Got Willie on the jukebox, we got antlers on the wall. It's a perfect end to the perfect day. We get people coming here from all around the world. Welcome to the International Cafe. Welcome to the International Cafe.
Thank you all, thank you. Yeah, that was pretty much our visit to Austin. I was wondering the other day if songbirds got mad at hummingbirds because they didn't know the words. Mary and I were talking one day, Mary's my wife up here, and talking about how, you know, it was hard to write a song, and, you know, I never been to prison, or, you know, jumped on a train, or it was jilted by a, you know, a cheating lover or anything like that. So I figured, you know, my life was just too doggone good to be able to write a song. So I figured, well, heck, and Hal kind of mentioned it a little while ago that I'll just make some stuff up. Well, she left me on our wedding day, broke my heart in two. She upped and said she didn't when she was supposed to say I do. I waited at the altar for true love to come along. If this had happened to me, I could write a song. Oh, I could write a song, but my life is not that bad. Bending down to tie my shoes is the toughest time I've had. Life has been so rosy since you came along. Things been more tragic, I could write a song. When it left me in the desert, I was sure to die. Could see the buzzards circling above me in the sky. Laying there and hoping for someone to come along. If this had happened to me, I could write a song. Oh, I could write a song, but my life is not that bad.
bending down to tie my shoes. It's the toughest time I've had. Life has been so rosy since you came along. Things have been more tragic. I could write a song. Well, the pilots and the engines, they all died at the same time. Tried to call for help, but I didn't have a doggone dime. Falling to my for a certain death wouldn't take too long. If this had happened to me, I could write a song. Oh, I could write a song, but my life is not that bad. Bending down to tie my shoes is the toughest time I've had. Life has been so rosy since you came along. Things have been more tragic. I could write a song. Well, the teller hit the silent alarm. Cops were on their way. Guess the perfect crime would have to wait another day. The sergeant said, surrender, boys, we're 15 coppers strong. If this had happened to me, I could write a song. Oh, I could write a song, but my life is not that bad. Bending down to tie my shoes is the toughest time I've had. Life has been so rosy since you came along. Things have been more tragic. I could write a song. Yeah, things have been more tragic. I could write a country song.
Thank you all. Thank you. So I learned something the other day about survival. If you're ever being chased by a pack of taxidermists, whatever you do, don't play dead. So I know a lot of people in this room know Bill, who teaches guitar out at the college, and he was the inspiration for this song, because in May of every school year, he gets done with the year and enters all his grades, and he jumps on his motorcycle, and he's gone for 6 weeks traveling around. So, and then usually like on Friday, he'll be itching and saying, oh, I think I'm gonna drive to the coast this weekend. So. This song is called Gotta Go. And this is the first song I really wrote, and it taught me to make sure you leave places to breathe, which I did not in the chorus. So I gotta take a big breath here. Ron will tell you how to breathe. Okay. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get, gotta split, gotta get me some beer, I gotta move, cause I'm tired of just hanging around, I gotta get, I gotta go, gotta get out of town. Well, my wife's telling me that the weeds are still growing, it's hot outside, but there's no sympathy flowing, grass is getting tall, and I need to be mowing, that's just my cue for me to get going. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get, gotta split, gotta get me some beer, I gotta move, cause I'm tired of just hanging around, I gotta go, gotta get out of town. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get, gotta split, gotta get me some beer, gotta move, cause I'm tired of just hanging around, I gotta go, gotta get out of town. It's like the
pitcher and the catcher going, oh, I'm getting the signals. Pitcher's saying no.
I'm sitting here trading stories with Kevin. We're still drinking beer because it's only 11. But driving down the road is my dear heaven. That's why I need to get my motor revving. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta get out of here. Gotta get kind of split, gotta get me some beer. Gotta move because I'm tired of just hanging around. I gotta get, I gotta go, gotta get out of town. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta get out of here. Gotta get kind of split, gotta get me some beer. Gotta move because I'm tired of just hanging around. I gotta go, gotta get out of town. I gotta go, gotta get out of town.
How's the time going? Did I play those way too fast? Uno más. Okay. There we go. I did write some other songs, but they're not not ones I would play in mixed company. No, not going there. So I'm gonna do a song that somebody else wrote. I believe Lyle Lovett wrote it. And so my mom, as I was growing up, always had a camera with her. She was taking pictures. She had a video camera for a while there. So we've got videos of us playing croquet out on the front lawn and water skiing at the Shasta Lake. Now that she's gone, I've got like 15 boxes of photos that someday I have to go through and scan. Anyway, this song is called Family Reserve, and one of my favorite songs.
When I saw the ambulance screaming down Main Street, I didn't give it a thought. It was my Uncle Eugene. He died on October the 2nd, 1981. My Uncle Wilbur, they all called him Skinner. They said for his younger ways, he'd get drunk in the morning, show me the rolls of 50s and 100s, kept in the glove box of his old gray Impala. We're all gonna be here forever, so mama, don't you make such a stir. Just put down that camera and come on and join up the lights of the family reserve. For my second cousin, his name was Calloway, died when he barely turned 2. It was peanut butter and jelly, wasn't it? To hell, she didn't know what to do. She just stood there, watched him turn blue. We're all gonna be here forever, so mama, don't you make such a stir. Put down that camera, come on and join up the lights of the family reserve. My friend Brian Temple thought he could make it, so from the third story he jumped. He missed the swimming pool, but only by inches. Everyone said he was drunk. Uncle Julius and Aunt Annie Miller, Mary and Granddaddy Paul. There's Hannah and Ella, Alvin and Alec. He owned his own funeral home. Or I could mention the words I could write in this song. But I feel them watching, I see them laughing, and I hear them singing along. We're all gonna be here forever. So mama, don't you make such a stir. Just put down that camera. Come on and join us, the last of the family we serve.
Thank you all, thank you. And thank you, Clay and Clinton. Awesome.
Nolan Randall, everybody. Look for Identity Crisis playing around town. If you want to hear any of these guys playing around town, you got to check out News Cafe Hal Johnson, right? Because he keeps you abreast of all the things going on.